This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The history of man from Adam to the present day is a history of dependence upon self and independence of God. That's what the fight has been from Adam sealing that deal in the garden to today. It has been a dependence on self and an independence of God. He has been largely left out of man's thinking. Man has planned, man has acted, and man has lived as though God did not exist. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, is called ungodliness.
Welcome to A Place Built for You. Where finding grace messages to watch is easy, where you can access CYWN anytime you want. Where getting spiritually fed anytime you want feels fulfilling, uplifting, simple. Visit your Roku, Amazon, or Apple TV app store and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
This is your world. So let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Ooh, let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
So you got the vegetable kingdom, you got the animal kingdom. Now let's look at the rational being called man. Now here's the difference here. Now watch this. Man now is created with power of choice and a freedom of will. Created with the power of choice and a freedom of will. So now dependence upon God for him must include something far more than mere non-voluntary action to fix laws or even an instinctive type of action. To man, who has a free choice and a will, his dependence upon God includes an understanding of God's provision. And then he's got to get an attitude of confidence and trust in God's conviction. So here's man right here. I'm free moral agent. I have a choice. My dependence on God, well, it depends on what he can do and whether or not I'm gonna choose to trust it or not. Are you following me now? All right, now watch this. A little bit more and I'll be ready to preach, but this is so important. And see, that's the issue with church. I'm so proud of y'all. You got to learn how to come. Sometimes you got to learn how to come to church and sit down and listen. Quit trying to have church and then go home and be the church. You know, we know how to do church, but we don't know how to do life. We're going to learn how to do life. Amen? Amen. Having freedom of will. Now, everybody in here has a free will. Having freedom. I love it when people say the devil made me do it. The devil, like God, can't make you do nothing. Please understand that. Oh, you think God can make you do something? If God could make you do something, we wouldn't even be in the situation we're in right now. He'd have just made everybody live like they're supposed to live. Mm-mm. We have the freedom of will. His dependence must partake of the nature of a voluntary act. Man's got to voluntarily submit to dependent on God. It must be a willing subjection of self to God in recognition of his infinite resource and love. Now, because of this freedom that man has, this freedom to will, man can disregard God in his life and act independently of God because he's got that choice. No other kingdom can do that. They have no choice. He's the creator. We got to depend on him or it's over. man now, if he doesn't submit his will to God, man can, because of who he is, act independently of God. In fact, because of the initial sin in the Garden of Eden, it is now a part of the very nature of man to act independently from God. Remember Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19? Look at that real quick. Wow. Verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. I have set before you blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose, here's my recommendation, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Now, you can also choose death so that you and your seed can die. You are a free moral agent. So the first test that came to man was a test of his voluntary dependence upon God. How did it get like this? Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 and reevaluate what you were told about Adam and Eve in the garden. Let's reexamine the garden. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. Well, I want to read out of chapter 2 to show you what he said, and then let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. In Genesis 2:15, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it and to guard it and to keep out all intruders. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, look what he said, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. God says, you can eat of all the trees of the garden. No ifs, ands, and buts. You can have it all. You can eat of every tree in the garden. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So the sin in the garden that day was them not eating of all of the other trees. Now watch this. Let's dissect this. Genesis chapter 1. What happened here? Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. All right, now watch this, and look at what he said. Yea, hath God said. Now, hath God said, that's questioning. He's trying to get you to doubt something, like you're missing out on something. Hath God said? You know, God says you're healed. Hath God healed you? Do you really feel healed? You're saved. Hath God saved you? Just question it. All right, now watch this. Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? What's going on here? This was a subtle question designed to raise doubt as the fullness and the goodness of God's provision. It implies that God was withholding some highly desirable thing. It was a direct attack upon man's recognition of full dependence upon his Creator. It's attacking God's recognition, man's recognition of his full dependence on his Creator and his need to consider him in every affair of his life. He's attacking that. Satan is attacking man's decision that I'm going to fully depend on God. It was the first veiled suggestion that man might, to his own advantage, you might act independently of God. So he's starting here now, and notice the thing here. I have got to destroy man's decision to depend on God. I got to show him he doesn't have to depend on God. He can be independent of God. Now look at 2. So the woman replies to the serpent. Here's the first recorded word of mankind. indicating that the initial step away from a voluntary dependence upon God had been taken. And here's what she said. Here's this step that's going on right here. Verse 2 and 3. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it. Now watch these five words that changed everything. Neither shall you touch it. Neither shall you touch it. God didn't say that. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Five words were in addition to God's command and suggest a feeling of unnecessary restraint, and that his command was somehow a little unreasonable. These words indicated a desire for self-expression. He said, don't eat of the trees of the garden. And he also said, don't even touch it. They also showed that she had left the path of unquestioning faith and had restored herself back to reason. She'd begun to look to her own intelligence instead of the infinite wisdom of God. Now, having departed from the path of unquestionable acceptance of God's word, the woman now was prepared for the serpent's next statement. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not die. But over here in verse 17, he says, Thou surely die. Therefore, thou surely die. Look at the serpent over here. You shall not surely die. This was a direct denial of God's word. God says you're going to die. You're not going to die. A direct denial of God's word. And then was added the greatest of all lies in verse 5. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You know what he just did here? You ain't got to depend on God when you like him. This offer to be like God was an offer of independence of God, a freedom to choose and to act according to the dictates of their own reason and then your own desire. And henceforth, it would not be necessary to consider God in all of these things because after all, you're like him. So far, the entire attempt from verse 1 to where we are right now, get man out of the decision to depend on God. How is it that everything God created depends on him, except man, who's now being deceived by the other one who decided to declare independence and got kicked out? Oh, my goodness. All right, a little bit more now. So having exchanged faith for reason, looking to self instead of to God, sedition, that's opposition now. There's sedition and opposition that's in the garden, and it's already taken place in their hearts. This sedition, this opposition to what God says, was immediately sealed by the first recorded act of man. Watch. The woman took of the fruit and ate and gave also to her husband. He ate. Watch this. And by this simple act, man declared his independence of God. The creature who owed all to his creator rebelled against God. The creature who owed everything to his creator, rebelled against God. The first ungodly act had now been committed. Man has now become, in his mind, independence. Not really, but I'll show you that in a moment. This spirit of independence of God became the very nature of man. This is so interesting. It was not in our nature to be independent of our Creator. This is how it happened. The spirit of independence from God became the very nature of man, and by heredity, listen to this, it has been transmitted from generation to generation, making the entire human race a rebel. The rebels in the universe. Man, God's creation became rebels. And though man has rebelled against God, he's never really established his independence, because he's still dependent upon God, but he's unwilling to acknowledge it. He still wants some sunshine. He still wants some vegetables. He still wants a lot of stuff that he wants, but he won't acknowledge that it came from God. He still needs help. It's kind of being akin to the dependence of animals, but in a spirit of rebellion. In a spirit of rebellion, I'll come and I'll even get saved, but I'm not going to depend on him. I become a member of the church, but I'm not going to depend on him. I can do this, because you know I pray for 12 hours a day. I can do this. I got 4 degrees and experience. I can do this. And over time, technology has become man's foundation that he stands on, that further says to him, I can be independent from God. And now that we have coming right now, God created the universe. I'm getting ready to create the metaverse. I'm getting ready to do my own thing, further stretching my independence from God. I'll create my own universe, and I'll become an avatar in that universe. And this is nothing but attempt of the devil to try to fight this mighty move of God that's on its way, and try to remind man, you still don't need God. Where was God when that happened? Where was God when you needed that? Where was God when you needed? Let me show you that you can be self-sufficient. You can do it on your own. You can self-help yourself. Further in the ungodliness. But we're the greatest members in our church, and we pray for 2 minutes, and we do all these things. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, if it ain't hurting too much, I'm not going to submit to God in anything when everything that God's created is in total dependence on him, except us. Take a lesson from everything else he created. The stars got to do what they got to do. The sun does what it does. The rain gets full of clouds, it does what it does. When everything is functioning according to the laws, it's only not working well when man came in and decided to try to mess with stuff.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with the different little things they get ready to do, little different universes.
You think people crazy now? What's going to happen after 14 hours of looking at something that's an avatar of you? You think people crazy? And wait till the porn industry get a hold of this technology. And I smell in world changers a group of people who will say, not me. I need God. I need God. See, some people ain't went through enough to know they need God.
So far, you've been able to escape this. So far, you've been able to get out of that. So far, that didn't hurt too much, but you were able to do that. That's why we as Christians got to be careful before we interfere in somebody else's maturity process. Sometimes you got to kind of step back and put yourself in a holding mode and just let them go through it, because God's trying to convince them that you need me, and I'll show you you need me. And if you'll come to the place where you know you need God, then the things are going to be easy. There's no technology on the planet that they can create that'll ever be greater than the creator of every law that man through his intellect has tapped into. The intellect came from God. So nothing the created can create that's going to be greater than the creator. I'm going to stick with the original. I don't want some knockoff. The history of man from Adam to the present day is a history of dependence upon self and independence of God. That's what the fight has been. From Adam sealing that deal in the garden to today, it has been a dependence on self and an independence of God. He has been largely left out of man's thinking. Man has planned, man has acted, and man has lived as though God did not exist. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, is called ungodliness. Now, I said a lot. Now let's go into scripture and let's break it down. Break it down, Reverend. Some of y'all saying, bring it on home. No, sit here for a minute. Genesis chapter 6. See, this is interesting. When I go preach in places, I can't do like what I'm doing here this morning. Talking to our church as we come together to see this and painting a picture, and now showing you these scriptures, you're going to say, okay. Watch this. Genesis chapter 6 and 3. Let's read verse 3 out loud together. Ready, read. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. See, this indicates a general disregard for God. Yeah. This is like, his spirit's not dwelling with man because he's in flesh, disregarding God. Not taking God into account in his life. You've heard people say, some of us have had the weird privilege of hearing somebody say, I don't need God. So he says his spirit, because of this disregard, will not always dwell with man because he's flesh and he's in disregard. Now, let's go to the Tower of Babel. Genesis 11, verse 4. The Tower of Babel. This is at Babel shortly after the flood. And here's what men said. Look at what they said, man. Verse 4. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. I ain't even got to, you already know what happened here, right? You see how many times they said us? Here there is no mention. There's no mention of anything vile. There's no mention of anything immoral. There's no anything mentioned, anything debased or wicked. All shows great human progress, but all was of themselves and for their own glory and not taking God into account. You read later on, their work was ungodly and brought upon them the judgment of God. Okay, so because the people of the earth had forsaken him, God called Abraham out from his people into a land where God would bless Abraham and raise up a people for his own glory.
But what happened? But even they forgot God.
Have you become confused about what is and what is not ungodly? Creflo Dollar gets to the bottom of how God's grace guides you into a life of true godliness in his series, Godliness versus Ungodliness.
Worldliness stems from a heart that desires anything but the Lord first.
You got to believe that grace is able to instruct you and to teach you how to live a godly life, to refuse worldly lust. The likeness of Christ comes through inhabitation. He's in me. The secret is Jesus lives in me. The number one work of the Holy Spirit is to change you.
This five-message series can be yours for a love gift of just $30 US for CDs or $40 US for the DVD set. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Order yours today. No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but he saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Do you have a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel of grace? If so, prayerfully consider supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries financially. You may not be called to preach in a pulpit or perform missions work in another country, but you assist those who are called to do these things each time you give financial gifts to this ministry. God bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on Changing Your World.
To support our kingdom mission of winning souls for Jesus, you may call us or give online at CreflowDollarMinistries.org. Thank you for giving and enabling us to share this gospel of grace all over the world.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.